Senator from Berkeley.
Briefly.
Senator from Berkeley.
Senators, we're here in a very peculiar situation with the member desiring to have one of his bills heard here on the South Carolina Senate floor. We're here to vote. We should be debating the merits of whether we should take this bill out of committee and place it on the calendar, but we spent the last 45 minutes or so debating the merits of the bill. I believe the senator really just wants the merits of this bill debated on the floor. The senator's informed us that he's made every effort to have the bill heard and sent out to full committee and sent to the floor, and that hasn't happened. I don't know if I'd be willing to make such a motion in the motion period, but he feels that strongly. I believe the bill probably does need to be heard at some point, and there's some talk about it being unconstitutional. Well, yes, it is unconstitutional, but the U.S. Supreme Court once said that a person is really three-fifths of a person. The U.S. Supreme Court at one time upheld the practice of slavery. Those things didn't change until there were challenges to the previous rulings of the U.S. Supreme Court. I believe that the court erred in 1972 when it gave an affirmative right for a woman to terminate the life of her unborn child. Should a law like this make it to the Supreme Court, there's a possibility that that could be overturned. Since that decision in 1972, close to 50 million people, human beings, have perished in their mother's womb. Population of this state is about 4.5 million. 50 million. 50 million that would have been doctors, lawyers, teachers, that would have been children out on the playground today. At some point, I think we need to address this, that we need to have some debate. Yes, it's unconstitutional until the U.S. Supreme Court reverses their Roe v. Wade decision. And if this were to become law in South Carolina, there probably would be some cost to the taxpayers of the state. But I don't want to go by and let another 50 million human beings lose their lives. Thank you.
Senator Charleston.